Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz joining us every Wednesday at 4. I always forget what time it actually is when I'm about to say that or what day it is, but it's Wednesday at 4. We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can get Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how you feeling, brother?
I feel fantastic. It's a new year, you know. I mean, new beginnings. So Ike, the other night at Jason Kelce's debut show, man, everything's good right now.
I saw you guys hanging out, VIPs over there.
Yeah, well, Baldy's a VIP. Yeah, I was hanging with him, hanging with Baldy.
VIP by association.
Yes.
It's sometimes good to be the plus one.
Man, I'm good with it. Yeah. Listen, I'll be Baldy's wingman anytime he needs me to be his wingman.
I to myself, we were being entertained by Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Jeff Stoutland made a little cameo over there. So we had plenty of entertainment backstage.
So, Baldy, here we are. The playoffs are here. Feels like the longest NFL regular season I can remember. It definitely felt like a long one. Going into these playoffs in the NFC, if I were to ask you like your power rankings of teams in the NFC playoffs, where would the Eagles slide in there?
They would be number one, and everybody else would be second. Second, it really doesn't matter. I think they're better than every other team in the NFC. If Jalen doesn't get hurt against Washington, they'll probably win 12 in a row. They've gone through everybody that they got to beat. Detroit defensively is in no position to compete with the Eagles and with the firepower that they have right now. Offensively, they're a very good football team. They can score points. There'll be a challenge, but I don't think anybody can really compete with the Eagles in the NFC right now.
You mentioned Detroit's defense. They have had a lot of injuries. That win over Minnesota, would you say that holding the Minnesota, I think Minnesota scored 9 points, whatever it was that more about Darnold missing passes? Because to my eyes, it looked like they were all over Darnold the entire game. So how were they so effective? Was that more about Minnesota or was it more about Detroit?
I think it was more about Minnesota. Minnesota's defense leads the league in takeaways. They got two interceptions off Jared Goff. They got great field position for Sam Darnold, Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell, he's a great play caller and designer. He got the predicted coverages because Detroit has to blitz. They almost are always a man coverage. And there's just no way that Amik Robertson should be able to cover Justin Jefferson. Or that if they run a little stack route in the end zone and Jordan Addison is breaking free, that like, for whatever reason, Sam didn't make those throws, and he missed them, and they should have been touchdowns. And for most of the year, they were touchdowns, but it's kind of – it just doesn't really add up the year that Sam had for him not to make a lot of those throws. And so I feel like it was more about Minnesota than anything that Detroit did.
Yeah. When you look at this matchup coming up, Baldy, I'm going to look in on the Packers, right? We focus on the Eagles all the time. But with this Packers team, I'm wondering, eight of their five of their six losses came against pretty damn good teams, Minnesota, Detroit, and the Eagles. A couple of those games were close. I'm wondering, are we looking at a team that's a better than 11-win team, or are we looking at a team that's just sort of getting hot coming down the stretch here late? How do you see the Green Bay Packers?
They're a good team.
Yeah.
Nobody should overlook them.
Yeah.
I thought physically down in Brazil, I was there for that game. I thought the Eagles physically were a lot better. We saw the beginning of what Saquon could do that day.
Mm-hmm.
He had three touchdowns. He beat a linebacker in coverage and Jalen threw a dime to him in the end zone. But I thought they were physically better up front. I don't think that – I respect Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark and the guys that they have there, but they're really not much of a match for what the Eagles' offensive line is and what they're capable of doing. I think that's one matchup where they really will struggle. And then I'm anxious to see a defensive line that just got better and better from the Eagles against a good offensive line in Green Bay. They run the ball well. Josh Jacobs, a good back. He had a good season. But I think they're physically better than what Green Bay are. And so I think that's where this game is really going to be won and lost for the Eagles. I just think they're a lot better in the trenches than what Green Bay is right now.
The formula for the Eagles this year sounds like you just stick to what has gotten us here, which is, you know, you lean on that offensive line, that running game, and the defense.
Well, I would, Ike, but, it remains to be seen just how sharp Jalen's going to be right now. I mean, you know, he hasn't played in, it'll be almost 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And so you just don't know if he's lost timing. You just don't know. None of us really know. Presumably he'll get a good week of practice in. He'll be ready to go Sunday afternoon. But you just don't know. You know, that timing can be very finicky week to week. And if you haven't been out there and you haven't been throwing or practicing, like, that might be a good idea to get Saquon tanked up here and get the run game going before we kind of figure out if Jalen's going to be, you know, hitting moving targets where he's got to put it.
Yeah. From an Eagles offense to Packers defense perspective, Packers don't blitz a lot. They play a good bit of zone. Does that work in the Eagles' favor, or does it hurt them?
Well, I mean, Jeff Heffley came in, and he put a four-man defensive front in. They play a lot of press coverage. They play a lot of man coverage. They're a safety-driven team. Xavier McKinney, you know, was second in the league in interceptions, but all the rookies – back there, all play Evan Williams. All the rookie safeties played well. They want to really force everything to the middle of the field, and then they want to rob the middle of the field. When McKinney intercepted the seam route back in San Paulo, I mean, I thought Jalen made a good throw, but McKinney read it all the way. They were in a Tampa 2 coverage, and he read it, and he picked Jalen off. Like, that's where Green Bay wants the ball to go. They want the ball to go in the middle of the field, and then the ball hawks want to, you know, be in a position to take it away. So I think they have a chance of, you know, beating these corners. I mean, Jair Alexander isn't out there, but they beat him in the first game. I think they're susceptible out there to Eagle receivers. It was good to see last week Dallas Goedert back out there. Like, I think he could be a force in this game. He looked really good to me. So they should be full speed ahead here. And as much as Green Bay has improved defensively, they wanted to take the ball away a lot more this year. They did that. They accomplished that. I still think they're lacking, I don't know, the horses you need up front to slow down the Eagles.
From a Packers offense standpoint, they lost Christian Watson last week, who is pretty much the wide receiver, the deep threat that they have. How much does that affect the Packers on offense?
You know, they really don't have a number one wide receiver. I mean, Watson does get deep. I thought Quinion Mitchell did a good job against them in a first game on two deep shots. They don't really have a number one. Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Dontavius Wicks, the tight ends, Tucker Kraft, they're good players. And so I think it's kind of where, you know, it's a domino effect. Like, you're just not as strong because Christian's not there. But I don't think losing Christian is going to really affect their pass game. I mean, Jordan Love is a very accurate thrower. He's got a live arm. These receivers, they do a lot of different things. But, you know, Jaden Reed can get deep. Wicks can get deep. They use a lot of play action off Josh Jacobs, off the run game. And so, you know, your eyes got to be in the right place, no matter who's going down the field against you.
Jordan Love's had a weird season. I think everyone expected, with the way he played down the stretch last year, this year to be the year that he explodes as one of, like, the top guys. It just seems like he's been inconsistent. Is that because of the injury he suffered earlier, or what do you attribute that to?
Well, he did get hurt, you know, in the end of that first season.
That Eagles game, yeah.
The next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Malik Willis came in. That was a factor for sure. And then he threw interceptions when he came back in 8 straight games. At least one in 8 straight games. And then he played San Francisco at home, and he didn't turn the ball over, and then he went for a stretch without turning it over. So he actually started taking care of the football really well towards the end of the season. So I think, you know, he still stayed aggressive, and yet he was still able to take care of the football. So that was a big improvement from his part as the season kind of wore on. They do a lot of things in the run game. Just the way that they get into the run game, they play a lot of two tight ends. They try to get to the edge. Josh Jacobs is a guy that breaks a lot of tackles. He's a very good back, and I'm sure he wants to make sure Green Bay knows that, you know, it was a good investment as a free agent coming from the Raiders. And, look, he hasn't been in the playoffs in 3 years. I think he's going to relish the moment.
Yeah, I think we get a sense you like the Eagles in this game, Baldy. Couple other NFC wild card games this weekend. Good matchups, too, with the Vikings and the Rams and Washington going down there to Tampa. You think it goes chalk, or do you think any of those, the higher seeds have a chance to knock off some of the lower seeds?
Well, both games are rematches. The Rams and the Minnesota Vikings played back in week
yep.
8. The Rams won that day. They played without Pukin, but DeMarcus Robinson beat them pretty good that day. I think Minnesota, defensively, though, is going to give this offense a lot of problems. So they still take the ball away. They still make splash plays. Their pass rushers are really good. I expect it to be a lot closer than 30-20. But, you know, I think it's a 3-point game right now. But I can see Minnesota going in there and
yeah.
winning that game. And, you know, the game on Sunday afternoon, I think it's going to be a good game between Washington and Tampa. You know, Baker Mayfield did something only 9 other quarterbacks in the history of the game have done this year, throw for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. Like, only 9 other guys have done it. He had a phenomenal season. I was around Todd Bowles, Ike, back in training camp. I thought they were going to be a good football team. They're really beat up in the secondary right now. They're minus a couple of corners, a safety. They're really beat up. I'm curious if Jaden Daniels could take advantage of that. They blitzed them almost every down the first week of the season. He did a lot of good things against the blitz. He didn't just fold his tent. Like, he got out of harm's way sometimes. He made some good throws against it. But Todd Bowles never stopped coming after him. I don't know if that's the best formula right now with a secondary that's pretty weakened. But that's something to watch in that game.
Baldy, I got to tell you, we're confident in the Eagles. I think we would all love to see Tampa eliminated. I don't think we want to see Tampa again.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
You know,
like, I think they can be a problem. You know, they've been bounced by them in the playoffs. They got whipped by them week 4. I know Todd Bowles, what he thinks about Jalen Hurts and some of his weaknesses. He has shared those with me at times. So, I mean, I think he thinks that they would be confident in seeing the Eagles.
Now, without asking you what Todd Bowles said, if I'm to read what they do, I mean, they bring the house against Jalen pretty consistently. So,
well, they didn't have a good answer. I mean, honestly, they didn't have a good answer against the blitz last year at all. I mean, it wasn't just Tampa. A lot of, you know, against a lot of teams, there wasn't check. There wasn't an answer for Jalen to go to outside of just scrambling and getting out of the way. It was just a bizarre offense. I didn't think they were very good against the blitz week 4. And I think they've improved a lot since then. And so I think there's a lot more at Jalen's disposal if Todd Bowles would decide to go in that route.
All right, Baldy. Well, we appreciate you hoping. And you're thinking Eagles win on Sunday, right? I mean, you
Absolutely.
Intimated that.
No, I think the Eagles take care of business. Like, I think they're a lot better than Green Bay.
All right. Baldy, we appreciate you as always, man.
Appreciate it,
Thanks,
brother.
Guys. Yep.
There is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And then we'll get back to one thing that Baldy said. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, does Jalen Hurts have to prove something in these playoffs like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson do? 61.6% say yes, and that leaves 38.4% to say no. There's always something in a Baldy call that makes Ike and I like open our eyes and look at each other. And when he said Todd Bowles, I know what Todd Bowles thinks of Jalen Hurts' weaknesses, and he shared them with me. Now, I don't even think we need Todd Bowles to tell anyone. His actions pretty much tell you what.
Right.
And it's not, you know, there's a difference, I think, between how Todd Bowles blitzes, where he's bringing more than one extra guy. He's bringing two extra guys. He's not giving Jalen any time to do anything. And it's been successful. I mean, it was successful this year. It was successful last year.
Yeah.
So I don't want any part of that matchup, to
be
honest. I mean, looking at the NFC, I'd probably rather see in the next round in Philly, I mean, of the available teams that could come here, I think I'd probably rather see Minnesota than Tampa.
Yeah, I'd go Rams.
You'd rather see Rams?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be the team. Yeah.
And they're the 3 seed, I believe.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think.
Are they the 3 seed or the 4 seed?
Who, the Rams?
Rams fell down to the 4.
Yeah.
Oh, they fell down to the 4.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they didn't play their starter Sunday.
Right. So if Tampa wins, we have to play Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Tampa, outside of Detroit, Tampa is the team that I want to play the least.
I agree.
In the playoffs.
I was rooting hard for the Falcons to win the South, and they choked it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well, they almost sort of gave up.
Falcons legend in there. I forgot.
There it is.
Yeah. Falcons legend. That's me.
Still going to get the alumni right call next.
Put me with Dion and Ward Dunn and Mike Vick.
Andre Rison.
Yeah, Andre Rison. I'm right with those guys.
215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, D?
How you doing? Yo, listen. This is just my take on it. Spike. So I've been a hole for a little while. You said that quarterback stats, like wins and losses, are not a stat, right? And then minutes later, you said Josh Allen's 5-5 in the playoffs. So
because what I'm saying here is that the thing that is brought up to me is wins, right? Is he wins? But Jalen's record in the playoffs is 2-3. So I guess what I'm saying is if you want to bring that in, then I'm just going to say that Josh Allen has a better winning percentage in the playoffs than Jalen does, and that's why I want to throw it out, because it's about teams. It's about Jalen's play. Jalen as quarterback. I mean, what is his best playoff win? Would you say? Is there a signature Jalen Hurts?
The Eagles only won 2 playoff games with him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
if you want to say his best win, it would have to. I would say, I guess, the Giants game.
Right, right. So to me, the losses even mean as much in the playoffs as the wins do. Now his best game is in the Super Bowl, and that's great. He played a great game, but to me, this offense, I think, could operate at the efficiency they operated this year with a lot of quarterbacks that are not Jalen. I just do. I think they are so stacked.
Well, that's what you should base. Your take should be you don't believe in Jalen Hurts, because you said when the season started you had the Eagles going 10-7, right?
Yes, I did.
They end up being 14-3, right?
Yep. So but what I'm saying, telling you, Derek, is that the reason that they surprised me is they have the best defense in the NFL. Now, if you had told me at the time the Eagles were going to have the number one ranked defense in the NFL, which nobody saw coming, zero people, not me, not anybody, then I would have upped my win total. But my win total is not higher because Jalen played great. Like, the win total is not higher because of Jalen's performance this year.
Yeah, but my whole thing is when you say the defense and this and that, like, Jalen Hurts plays for the Eagles. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when Jalen Hurts plays bad, right, you say they lost because Jalen Hurts turned the ball over and da-da-da-da-da. No. And then when they win, right, and they're winning and Hurts is playing okay, but he's not chucking the ball around, doing this and doing that, then it's like, well, anybody could do that. So it's like you try to take Jalen Hurts. Like, for me, it's like you can like whoever you want to like, but I just feel like, when Mad Mike calls up and he just says, Jalen Hurts sucks, da 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 da.
But that's not what I do.
But you're saying it in a different way.
No. Derek, I am putting him in a class by saying this. You should be honored. I'm saying that he needs to do something that Lamar Jackson needs to prove or Josh Allen needs to prove. Those are elite quarterbacks in the NFL. My point is that if he is more than just a guy, then I want to see it in these playoffs. I think he has been in the league long enough. He has a talented enough team. He's got the number one defense behind him. He's got the best running back in the NFL this year. He's got a top 3 wide receiver duo. He's got the best offensive line in football. He's got a Pro Bowl level tight end. He needs to show out in these playoffs. And I think he's like, if I were to look at all of those aspects of the team and you were to ask me what is the weak point, putting away special teams, I think it's him.
Okay, that's my whole point. You don't believe in Jalen Hurts, right? So when you say, like, he needs to prove something. So for me, if I think somebody's not good, right, I expect them not to be good.
No, right? but you're turning this around. Good, I think right? Josh Allen needs to prove something in the playoffs too. And I think he's one of the three best quarterbacks in football. I think Lamar Jackson needs to prove something in the playoffs too. I think Jared Goff needs to prove something too. I think there are quarterbacks who have been in the league long enough and have had and are on talented enough teams that they need to be a ceiling raiser, not just a floor raiser. They need to be a ceiling raiser. And that's in the playoffs. That's what you need to do.
Listen, if Josh Allen gets ousted, right, before he gets to the AFC Championship game, right, when the season starts next year, he will still be a top three quarterback, right or wrong?
Dude, he was rated by other players as the most Derek. He was rated by other players this year, Josh Allen, as the most overrated player in football. The most overrated player in
before
football.
Before the season.
So, like you can spin this any way you want, but these other quarterbacks get criticism. Lamar Jackson gets criticism all the time for not performing in the playoffs. Constantly. It is the number one thing that he gets criticized for. And
I'm
like,
not saying that Hurts is not above the criticism.
You are, though, because you're saying the only reason that I would criticize him, because you're saying the only reason I criticize him is because I don't like him or I don't think he's good. I think he is just a guy. I think he is a mid-pack quarterback. And if he is more than that, then he needs to prove that in these playoffs.
There's nothing wrong with being a mid-level quarterback, though. And it's like when you say quarterbacks in the last 10 years. Only people that have won in the last 10 years is Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Matthew Stafford. Like, you threw Peyton Manning's name out there. He won one Super Bowl, right?
He won two Super Bowls.
Peyton Manning won two rings?
Correct.
Yeah.
The last one, he was just on the team, I guess.
We're not allowed to just say just on the team because I did that with Jalen. It doesn't count. So he won two Super Bowls. You said one. He won two.
Yeah, he won two.
Okay.
All right. I mean, that's just my take. I just take it as, like, when you, like, you never really say, like, Jalen Hurts played a great game today.
It's sure, I did.
Like,
sure, I did.
After Pittsburgh,
I said he played great. What you want to hear, man. Like,
I listen every day, bro. So it's not, you just said.
But you hear what you want to hear.
Don't matter. And then you said Josh Allen's 5-5 in the
playoffs. No,
because
what gets brought up to me is that Jalen Hurts just wins. So if people are going to say to me, he just wins, I am going to talk about the record in the playoffs because it doesn't fit what you're saying. And that's when that gets thrown out. That's when the wins don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter. 2-3 in the playoffs. It doesn't matter that he hasn't beaten any good teams in the playoffs. None of that matters when I question you on it. So I'm asking you what, like, coming into this season, and if I had told you that the Eagles would be number 8 in points scored in the NFL this year, do you think that would be lower than you would expected or what you expected?
Probably with what I expected, because I don't put Hurts in that category that you think I put him in. You understand what I'm saying? So
okay, so where do you think he is? Where do you think he is in the NFL?
I would say Jalen Hurts. I would put him closer to the bottom 10, and that's only because I got to put him there because he's had a lot more success than most other quarterbacks as far as like
bottom 10. You're saying
or top 10?
I would say he's somewhere like 10, 11, somewhere in there. Yeah. I'm not going to put him like and say he's top 5. And
okay, so I said he's 14. So yeah, I said he's 14.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you're saying he's 14, then what do you expect from the 14th best quarterback in the league? That's my question.
Because the debate here, and Derek, give us, and then I'll finish up. Derek, give us somebody with a great head of hair. It's Elvis's birthday.
I'm gonna go against the delegation, Ike. Man, I don't know your take, man. I'm gonna stay with the show and say Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, she did have gray hair.
Yeah, there you go. That's
yeah.
great. Hair.
That's a good one, Derek. I'm a Marilyn Monroe's man. You know?
Yeah.
She's a goat.
Yeah. You like the mole, man.
Yeah. Come on.
You gotta love the mole. Love a good mole.
I
like the huge mole though.
No. But like, she's got the little.
I mean, like Jim Jones'
mole.
Girl, Chrissy. Yeah, that mole is too big.
Too much mole.
Yeah, too much mole. Got to shave that thing down a little bit.
I think.
Yes, I know you can't shave down moles, man.
I guess you can remove.
You
right?
can have it removed.
Yeah.
But some people view it as their beauty mark or, yes, their
right.
signature look. Yes.
I guess Derek, I don't think Derek is wrong in him saying, well, you just don't think he's that good. That I think that is my point. My point really is, if he is what the people who think of him say he is, then in these playoffs he needs to prove that. If he is not, then at some point the Eagles have to be open to the idea of having a different quarterback.
Well, see, that's where people say you go too far,
but,
right?
But I don't. I think the Eagles would think about that. I think if he is not able to pass efficiently in these playoffs, I'm not saying they will make a change this year. Or right. But what I'm saying is like they know you have to be able to pass the ball. They designed a team and they paid for a team that could pass the ball. They signed an offensive coordinator who has had successful passing offenses. At some point,
well, we know that's what they would prefer.
That's what they would prefer.
Yes.
Now look, the answer might not be
two wide receivers, $20+ million a
right.
year. Yeah.
And maybe the answer isn't there, but I can tell you they would be open to the idea of it. I think they would be. And if he can't pass effectively in the playoffs, if he doesn't do that, if he's not a ceiling raiser, you have to be open to that. Now, you need the answer. You need the, like they had it with Carson.
Yeah.
They thought they had a good enough answer, mm-hmm. and they made the decision. You need the answer first. Like Detroit had when they got Matt Stafford, like Jim Harbaugh made that decision with Colin Kaepernick over Alex Smith. You need the answer there. Like even the Packers were like, we believe in Jordan Love now, you know, and we're ready to move on.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying the playoffs and not just this game, because I think it'll be hard for him to show us Sunday. I got to give him a little grace for the layoff.
As long as they get through it on Sunday. I'm not
but in the second
him.
Game and sure. potentially an NFC Championship game, I think, yeah, because now you're playing teams with higher powered offenses, and so you know the scoring may need to go up.
The truth is
although you do have the number one defense. So.
The truth is that Sunday, if he doesn't look good on Sunday, and they lose or something, mm-hmm. that's a bigger question of, did the Eagles make the right decision even
and
letting
planning.
Him play?
Oh, he's setting up the questions
well,
for Monday.
I'm just saying, you have to think about it. The guy hasn't played football in 3 weeks. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So coming up next,
all right.
Two amazing things. First of all, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are back. And second of all, Freddie Mitchell revealed something on the WIP Morning Show today.
Now, this is Fred X's week.
Yes, it is.
Green Bay.
Fourth and 26.
Fourth and 26.
Freddie revealed something on the WIP Morning Show about John Ritchie and Sean Landetta. Is that who it was?
Mostly about Landetta.
God,
that,
yes.
Boy, we need to revisit. We might need to get Landetta on, actually, to confirm or deny. And Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.